Blog Talk Radio.
That the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.B. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests, 319-527-6204. Again, this is our Pray One for Another, Thanks for Thursday, and Sweet Hour of Prayer. So I'm sure there's someone out there that has something that they want to thank God for. Amen. So, Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
peace. Jehovah Shalom. You spoke to the wind and the waves, and you calmed them with just one word. You stilled the storm within me when I call on your name. You bring peace to my heart and soul when I abide in your presence. In you is the fullness of peace and truth. Regardless of our pedigree, background, education, or status, you choose to raise us up and bring us peace in your name. Just as you delivered Israel through Gideon, you can bring peace to those around me through me when I commit my life to you in all I do. I praise you, for you are the author and finisher of my peace. Amen, amen, and amen.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. give the Lord a praise number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Greater than all, greater than all.
Amen. Praise be to God. Greater than all, your name. Praise be to God. Jehovah Shalom. Shallow. Worry plagues us as a nation. We spend billions of dollars on prescription drugs to help us to help calm our anxiety. Peace is a luxury that large homes and high salaries don't seem to provide. Peace escapes many of us. I admit it escapes me more than often it should. With faith comes peace. With trust comes peace. With rest comes peace. Forgive me for lacking in all three and give me grace of your peace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So if you want to hear this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord, tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And after the selection, I will come back with our devotional message. Praise God.
No matter how hard it gets, you can make it. No matter how rough the road may seem, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Dear saints, it's obvious we're living in troubled times. Every time you hear the news, no jobs, no homes, but so much crime. Countries are in despair, chaos is everywhere, but there's a remedy if we'll take the time to just believe that.
No matter how hard it gets, you can make it. No matter how rough the road may be, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it is, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Dear saints, don't let the circumstances bring you down. You know that you got victory. Keep pressing on in your personal trial. Gotta tell your heart to pray. Gotta fall on your knees. He'll hear your cry. He's right on time. That is a gift.
You can make it. No matter how rough the road may seem, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
He will.
God
will see you through. He will. Oh, I know he will. There's no shadow of doubt in my mind that I know God will see you through.
Sometimes it feels like that all your strength is gone.
You say I'm tired, what's the point? No reason to carry on.
What he's done for others,
he'll do the same for you.
Just can't hold your kiss to the one who
really loves you.
Keep on praying and trusting.
Believe without a doubt.
Let him be the Lord of your life and he will
bring you out. Cause no matter how hard it gets,
how rough the road may seem, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, God's Acceptable Will. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. And it says, offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we saw yesterday, God's will is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12 and 2. But what does it mean that His will is acceptable? I believe many Christians struggle with how the Father views us as whether or not we are pursuing the best course in His sight. If finding acceptance and worth is so difficult with people, how can we ever hope to measure up to God, who is faultless in all His ways? But understand that the Lord receives you on the basis of what Jesus did on the cross. Once you have received Christ as your Savior, you are accepted before the Father forever. And because of His presence of the Holy Spirit in you and the Word of God to guide you, you can live in a manner well-pleasing to the Lord. In fact, Philippians 2 and 13 asserts, it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. The Father patiently teaches you how to walk with Him, leading you and offering the spiritual sacrifice that delights Him. So not only is it possible to live in an acceptable manner before Him, but God is committed to helping you do so. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is unto me. Praise be to God, God's acceptable will. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for teaching us to walk with you and to offer acceptable sacrifices to your matchless name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. So at this time, I will play another selection by the Wikitones, God is sustaining me. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, this is simple.
We gonna have church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is
sustaining me. Don't you know God?
Oh!
gonna cry out, Jesus,
sustain.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
Jesus. Sustain.
Sustains
me
late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me
trouble.
God is sustaining
trouble all the night.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you friend.
Cover me, Lord, I have no words. could I use to explain? Forever I trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love remains. Your glorious love overwhelms, overcomes. Glorious love remains.
Be to God. Amen. Jehovah Shalom. My heart is filled to overflowing with gratitude for the wonderful peace you offer to me. Fear and anxiety have so many causes today, and many of them are legitimate trials, dangers, health issues, loss. These things seek to steal my peace. But thank you for being ready and willing to offer this gift of peace to me. Thank you for making your peace available to me if I but ask and believe. Thank you for being my only true peace. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God.
every voice in this room. We have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
Praise be to God. Jehovah Shalom. I speak shalom into my body, into my cells. I speak shalom into my health, calming that which is irritated or aggravated somehow. I speak shalom into my mind, my thoughts, and my heart. I call on your name, Jehovah Shalom, to be present in all this and more. Shalom in my plans, in my future, in my relationships. Show yourself to me and reveal to me the choices I need to make to enter into an even greater level of your peace. Amen, amen, and amen. Jehovah Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. And while we're waiting for our speaker, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there's one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, to help you save your feet.
Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away.
But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day.
He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say.
Show the way.
Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe.
I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive.
Through your faith, your eyes will be open.
Through the hope he is in the Father,
he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus. He's the only one. Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God, and welcome to our guest online this evening. So at this time, it is in your hands, Pastor Kathy.
Amen. Okay, here we go. I'm just trying to get my system. Oh, there we go. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I am so glad. I am so glad that God is allowing me to bring forth this message. I am really glad he has chosen to let me bring forth this message. My goodness, when I tell you it's good. It is good. Well, y'all hardly sitting there going, she say that about everything she preach about. That's because it's all good. It's
Amen.
All good. Come on now.
Amen.
My goodness, I'm about to jump and shout all by myself. Woo! Oh, today is Thursday. Thank God. I'm going to hurry up and get into this message. What a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. You know what? I have learned through the years, even when I'm not having a good day, I'm not going to say it anymore. It's
Amen.
Still good to me. It's
Thank
still
you.
Good to me.
Thank
I feel
you.
Like I've been running, leaping, jumping, doing all that. And I'm sitting there going, it's still a good day.
Yes,
it's
it
still
is.
A good day.
Amen.
Why? Because, my goodness, glory to God. Because I don't want to take a gift from God. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. I don't want to take a gift from God and shove it back in his face and go, this was a messed up day. First of all, you got to acknowledge it as being a gift. If you don't acknowledge it as being a gift, my goodness, glory to God, then you want to appreciate it the way that you should. Yeah. Every day that you wake up in the morning, clothed in your right mind, divine healings in your body, you ought to say, God, I thank you. Thank you, God. Thank
yes.
you. He didn't have to do it.
Thank you.
He did That's not right. have to do it, but he did.
Yes,
and
he
it,
did.
Oh, my goodness, glory to God, is worthy of a thank you. Thank you, God. Here we go. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right minds, divine healing within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day.
Yes.
And for that, I'm going to say thank you for all of us. I'm
thank
gonna
you.
Say thank you, oh God. Thank you. Hallelujah. For waking us up this morning. Father God, I'm gonna get out of your way real quick and allow you to use me as a vessel to bring forth your word. Father,
yes.
speak to your people tonight. Let someone hear your word and say, what must I do to be saved? After
thank you,
all,
God.
That's what it's all about. Thank
yes,
you, God.
Yes,
thank you.
You.
We know that your word is not going to fall on deaf ears because you said it wouldn't, right? So that lets me know everybody hears you. They may not acknowledge you, but they do hear you. So we thank you. Have your way right now, oh God. We ask all of these blessings In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Trust amen. Everybody's having a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Ah, you know what? This is the first time I feel like, sir, oh, my goodness, glory to God. This is the first time I feel like serving dessert before the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and give you your sweet potato pie right now.
My I'll take it.
Good God. Woo! Here we
I'm
go.
Take it.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, ooh, we going all the way to the Old Testament tonight. Yes, sir. Here we go. We're coming from Exodus chapter 3. Verses 1 through 6, I'm just riding with you, God. I'm in the car riding with you. Take me wherever you want to take me. You know what? Most of the time when you get in the car with somebody, you go, where are we going? And they go, you see. You go, no, I need to know where are we going.
Amen.
Oh, now, don't you trust me? You see, it's someplace fun. And they go, I don't know where you taking me. Where we going? Just ride, okay? Just ride. Okay, but you need to tell me where we going. Give me a clue. What part of town we going to?
Amen.
Ah, what the wonderful thing about God. Most of the time, he does not tell you where you're going
mm-hmm.
until after you
yes.
get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did with Abraham. He said, Abraham, you know, come on out from amongst your kindred and go where I'm sending you. Abraham, well, the Bible doesn't say he. Abraham didn't say, where are you sending me? Where I got to go? He didn't say, no, he just took off.
Mm-hmm.
God said, come out and go where I'm sending you. Abraham then said, well, Lord, where are you going to send me? He didn't say nothing because the next line said Abraham went.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God. We
Amen.
Are not so spoiled. We, Lord, where you want me to go, Lord? Show me, Lord. Give me a sign, Lord. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Don't get me started.
Amen.
We need a sign for everything. Here we go. And then after we come out of Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, yep, I'm in the car riding along. I don't know where he's taking me. Ah, what the Spirit of God does. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And he has liberty to take me wherever he wants to. And all of you under the sound of my voice just going to have to ride or die tonight. Oh, the second scripture is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 4 through 11. My goodness, glory to God, this is some good stuff. Yes, it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Okay, put on y'all seatbelts because, you know, sometimes the ride can get a little bumpy. So strap yourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Oh, I can see my glasses are clear tonight. Yeah, Exodus 3, 1 through 6. Meanwhile, Moses was shepherding the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. My goodness, glory to God. The priest of Midian, he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness. And came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from within a bush. Moses saw the bush ablaze with fire, but it was not consumed. So Moses thought, I must go over there and see this marvelous sight.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Why is the bush not burning up? When the Lord saw that he had gone over to take a look, oh, my goodness, this is good stuff. You got to hear it in the spirit to know it's good, but it's good anyhow.
when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called out to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. Moses said, here I am. He answered, do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Where you, my goodness, thank you, God, where you are standing is holy ground. Oh, then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Oh, my goodness. God, I love you. Don't you love when God do stuff like that?
Amen.
1 Samuel 3, verses 4 through 11. Before the lamp of God had gone out, Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was located. Then the Lord called to Samuel, and he answered, here I am. He ran to Eli and said, here I am, for you have called me. I did not call, Eli replied. Go back and lay down. So he went and lay down. Once again, oh, my goodness, glory to God, the voice of the Lord, the Lord called Samuel. So Samuel got up, went to Eli and said, here I am, for you have called me. My son, I did not call, Eli replied. Go back and lie down. Now Samuel did not yet know that the Lord did not yet know the Lord, because the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Once again, for the third time, the Lord called to Samuel. He got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you have called me. Then Eli realized that it was the Lord who, oh my goodness, God, I love you, that it was the Lord who was calling the boy. Go and lie down, he said to Samuel, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went down and laid down in his place. Then the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, for your servant is listening. Then the Lord said to Samuel, I am about to do something in Israel at which the ears of all who hear it will tingle. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness. Bless the Lord. Here we go. The title of this message is, You're Calling My Name. Calling My Name. Thank you, God. Here we go. We see what was going on. You see that Moses, it says Moses was shepherding the flock that belonged, oh my goodness, glory to God, that belonged to his father-in-law. That's good stuff. You know, things like this make you look at your life and go, huh, what was I doing before God called me? Think about it now. And some of you are saying, well, I'm not in the church. I don't got a position in the church. I don't belong to this. I have no affiliation with the church right now other than some of the people that I know. That's all the affiliation that I have. Wrong. You may not be in, oh my goodness, glory to God. You may not be in the church yet. It does not mean you won't be in the church. The last time I checked the Bible, God said, I called, oh my goodness, y'all making me preach hard. He said, I called you when you were in your mother's womb. He didn't say, I called you December 13, 2020. That might have been when you make up your mind or you made up your mind, but he called you. Oh, my goodness. He called you when you were in your mother's womb. It does not matter that you're not trying what he's called you to do yet. It does not matter. How do I know? Because look at King David. King David was a young boy, huh? Already doing stuff. But he didn't get to that throne till years later. Look at Joseph. Come on now. Look at him. All of these guys, they did not get into the position that God called them to until later. But that's why I'm saying right now you ought to be looking at your life going, what am I doing? What was I doing before he called me? Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, no, Kathy, you said that wrong. I got to take it back and rewind. Okay. Not what was I doing when he called me. What was I doing when I heard the call? Because he called you in your mother's womb. Come on now.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. And so we see that Moses was tending to the flock. So you know what he was doing? This is why this is good stuff. This is good stuff. Moses was to his father-in-law's flock. So you know what that means. He was tending to another man's sheep. Wow. See, y'all should have got that. Y'all should have just went, oh, glory. You know why? Because even then, he was tending to sheep that didn't belong to him.
Amen. Praise be to God.
That's good. So here
that
is Moses already.
Good.
That's why you need to you need to evaluate your lifestyle. Why? Because you got to look at what you're doing to maybe, just maybe, get an inkling of a sign of where God is taking you.
Amen.
Moses was just helping his father-in-law out. Just saying, okay, Jethro, I'll do it for you. But he was tending to the sheep.
Yes.
Before God had him tending to the sheep. He was already preparing for what, oh my goodness,
come on now, that's good stuff.
He was already preparing for what God was calling him into.
Amen.
So that's why I said, when I think about it years ago, and I'm going, what was I doing? Because, you know, I was a little rascal. So what was I doing in my rascal years to prepare me for now? You know what? Even though I was a little rascal, my goodness, my heart was still good. You know what I was doing at the age of 12, 13, 14? I was giving away my mama groceries because I seen another little kid eating out the trash. And I went in my house, got my mama food, wasn't thinking about that beating I was going to get, took the food and gave it away. And I told her, stop eating out the trash. You don't have to do that. We got plenty of food. We ain't had no plenty of food. We just had food. It wasn't plenty. Not when you got six girls and a boy. That's a lot of miles to feed. And so I cooked and put the food in the bag and took it to the girl. And she said, thank you. You know, she took out what her mother was like. I don't know. That kid's mama going to come looking for this food. So I had one of my sisters with me who could not wait to tell what I'd done. And so I'm thinking, oh, Lord, I sweat. I said, oh, I'm about to get this eaten. Okay, here we go. But it was too late. I already gave the food away. And so, long story short, my mother didn't beat me. She went and told him, my goodness, glory to God. Talk about being an example for your kids.
My mother didn't have food to give away. She had too many mouths to feed. She went and told a lady. She said, my daughter, and the lady said, I knew you were coming back for your things. My mother said, no, I don't want the food back. She said, I just came to tell you that if you ever get to the point where you got to do what my daughter saw your daughter doing, just come knock on our door. And she told her where we live. And I looked at my mother. I was like, whoa. Thank you, God. I ain't getting no beating today. And I didn't get a beating. And my mother
Amen.
Said, didn't think she could come this way. And that's why I'm telling you, look over your life right now. Think about some of the things you've been doing because it's preparation for where you're going. I know I was 12 when this happened. My mother, you know, back in the day when your mama and them took you to the store, ooh, I'm telling some stuff about myself. My mama and them, they would hold your hand because, you know, they didn't want you running out in the street or nothing. It wasn't like nowadays. Nowadays, they don't want nobody to snatch you up. Back then, they were just holding you because you was wild, Kathy, and they didn't want you to run off. But I've been running ahead, trying to run into the street. Don't listen. And so she was holding my hand. And there was a man that came up to us, and he says, he looks at me. He said, can you spare some change? And I'm going to get back to the store. Just hold on. You got to ride with me tonight. And so he says, he looks at me, and I'm shorter than my mother at the time because I was younger. And he says, can you spare some change? I look up at the man. I look up at my mother. I look at the man. I look at my mother. I'm going, y'all taller than I am. Why you asking me? And so I told my mother, I said he wants some change. My mother took the change and put it in my hand, and I gave it to the guy. And I saw a smile, and anybody that knows me, everybody I've come in contact with, I have never seen anybody smile like that. And I looked at her, and I couldn't stop looking. But, you know, my mother was in a rush to get where she was going, and she wasn't under the anointing like I was. So she snatched me up. Come on here, gal. And I'm still looking at the man smiling, but I was walking backwards because she was literally dragging me. Come on! And so I'm looking at the dude. So then I looked at my mother and I said, why ain't he ask you for the money? And my mother looked at me and she said, what? She said, girl, come on here. And I said, the man. And my mother act like she didn't know what just happened. And I went, why she? Acting like she ain't get on it. I was a kid. All I could do was go. So I kept looking back. And I said, Mom, where's the man? She said, gal, come on here. Don't start that nonsense. So it went on. Look back over your years. This is good news for all of us. Look back over your years at some of the things you've been doing or some of the encounters you had. You don't know what those encounters represent until after you get where you're going. My goodness, Lord.
Amen.
So here we go. Moses, he's there shepherding, on his own business. So he takes the flock. Watch this. This is good stuff. To the other side of the wilderness. Huh? And he looks and he sees a bush ablaze with fire, but not being consumed. Moses was in the wilderness. Okay? Y'all got to get that heart. He was in the wilderness. And he looks and he sees a bush, and the bush is burning. And guess what Moses does? He says, wait a minute, hold on, hold on. This is what he's thinking. I need to go over there and see what this marvelous sight is. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Y'all know that's one of God's names. Come on now.
Amen.
He could have said anything. Let me see why the bush ain't running.
He said, this is a marvelous sight. And you know we ought to say, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Come on now, because we're talking about Christ. And so there he was. He said, I got to go see what this marvelous sight is. And, oh, this is good. It says that the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from a bush. Moses saw the bush was not being consumed by the fire. He said, I got to go see this marvelous sight. I got to get up close. And, and so he turns to go to the bush. Now watch this. It says, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, that's when the Lord spoke to him. You know why this is good stuff? Because a lot of times we encounter something from God. We don't recognize it being God. So we don't acknowledge it. We keep on booking. And because you keep on booking, you done miss, my goodness, glory to God. You miss hearing what he was about to tell you.
Amen.
But look, what's the other reason that they would put it in here that when the Lord saw that Moses had gone over to take a look, he began to speak? There's no other reason other than God is going to show himself. Ooh, this is good right now. But if you don't acknowledge that it's God and you just keep on booking, then he's not going to stop you and tell you what he got to tell you. He's going to let you go on. Come on now.
That's
right. But he saw that Moses, he saw that he had Moses' attention. And so he began to speak. First of all, when God comes before you, however he chooses to come to you, and the way he came to me, it is up to us whether or not we're going to acknowledge that. Now, when you're not in the church, you're not going to say, speak, Lord. No.
No.
But you are going to go say, things looking so marvelous. Come on now. All he wants to do, oh my goodness, God, I love you. All he wants to do is get your attention. He's not looking for you to acknowledge him because you don't know that it's him. Who knew a burning bush was God? No one would know that. But he wants you to acknowledge the thing. Oh my goodness, God, I love you. He wants you to acknowledge Pastor Kathy as being the thing that he's using right now to get your attention.
Amen.
God be the Lord.
And I'm sitting here doing flips, and y'all going, I see she done threw her name in there. Well, he could have used Pastor Sally or Pastor Tutu or Billy Woo-Woo. He could even use a donkey.
Amen.
Come on now. We're not in biblical times. Yes, we are.
Amen.
We are still in time. Come on now.
Yep.
Nothing has changed. He is still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He's still here to get the law.
Yes.
And he's still speaking to us anyway. He feels it's going to get our attention.
Amen.
For Moses, it was the burning bush. I don't know which way he coming to you. It may not be through Pastor Kathy because some are under the sound of my voice and they don't hear nothing at all. All they hear is, why was she screaming? Ooh, you missed it all. Okay, now watch this. So here's the thing. It says that Moses went to the far side of the wilderness. So guess what? Moses was in the wilderness when he heard God call him. He was out there in the wilderness. He said, Moses, Moses. You know, Moses said, here I am. It doesn't say anywhere in this text that Moses said, oh, Lord, who that calling me? Where that came from? Who called? Let me get out of here. No, he wasn't scared at all. He said, here I am.
Yep.
All he seen was fire burning. And he said, here I am. So none of this just, you know, brought fear on him.
No.
I used to tell my mother stories, and she would say, does it scare you, Cat Bird? I said, no. No, it doesn't scare me because I was seeing things, hearing things. I thought I was going crazy. She said, does it scare you? I said, no, uh-uh. She said, that's because you're special, Catbird. God's going to use you one day. And I looked at her and I go, she always say that. I don't know what that means, but okay, because that's all she ever says. No matter what I tell her happens, she said, you're special. God's going to use you one day. I had no idea this would be the day that I would reflect on what she said to me back then. My goodness, glory to God. Here we go. Moses in the wilderness, God calls out to him. And Moses, he turns and he looks, he said, here I am. And God said, Moses, don't come any closer. Where you're standing, throw sandals off because you're on holy ground. And then he says, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. You know what Moses did? Moses hid his face.
Yeah.
You know why? Because after God acknowledged who he was, Moses didn't feel worthy to look upon him. He hid his face.
Mm-hmm.
He was ashamed of who he was standing in front of an almighty God. Huh? That's called fear, a different kind of fear. Fear in the sense of respect.
Yes. Amen.
I want to know, how are we going to respect God when we don't even respect a representative of God?
Come on now. Yep.
I mean, we're just servants of the Most High God. If y'all don't respect the servants, good God. If the truth be told, if you don't respect the servant, you don't respect God. Come on now. Because just like Jesus said, I didn't come on my own. I was sent.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, Kathy, go free. No. No. Mm-mm. Contrary to popular belief, that's not how it went. No.
Right.
I went through a whole lot of stuff. I was in there cleaning bathrooms, cleaning the church, doing all kind of stuff, me and my boy. We were just doing all kind of stuff in the church. And the pastor said, I want y'all to pray and ask God what he wants y'all to be in the church, what position you should hold. I ran in there. I said, I already know. She said, you do? I said, yeah, I'm supposed to be the janitor. That's who I'm supposed to be. She said, wow, you want to be the janitor? I said, yes, ma'am. That's what God has called me to do. I'm the janitor. I said, can't nobody clean this church like me and my boys. We clean it, and we love doing it. And so when I left, she said, let me pray about it. Can you imagine the smile on my face and her saying, let me pray about it?
Mm-hmm.
I looked at her, I said, smile went away. I said, okay. I went out there, my boys just as happy as I am. And they said, What'd she say? And I looked at her. I said, she going to let us know. Ooh, she going to let her know. Don't worry, we going to be the ones. I said, but in the meantime, we going to keep cleaning the church until she let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. God, I love you. She prayed and came back and said, God said to make you my armor bearer. And I was looking at her because I didn't know what that was. I said, now why can't I just clean the church? What is that? And later on when she told me what it was, I started crying. because I said, wow, I asked for some crumbs, and God gave me a whole loaf of bread.
Amen.
And she looked at me, she said, I knew you was the one. You understand what I'm telling you? It's not about Pastor Kathy. It is about Sally. It is about Brenda. It is about Hilda. It is about every one of you under the sound of my voice. I need you to hear God say, you don't know when I've come to you. You don't know when I've come and let you know that I got a plan and a purpose for your life. Why? Because you were in the natural and we couldn't connect. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Because God is a spirit, and he had to wait until he had your attention in the spirit realm.
Amen.
But in the meantime, he's dropping all those nuggets your way. That's what he's doing. While you don't understand yet, he's still dropping nuggets your way.
Because mm-hmm.
one day, the light bulb is going to go off, and you're going to realize, ha! Whoa! He's been after me for a long time.
Yes.
Because you're going to start thinking back when you first start getting all these encounters.
Woo! Okay.
Now, let me leave Moses alone for a second. I got to get to Samuel before I run out of time.
Uh-huh.
Look at Samuel. Samuel laying down, minding his own business, chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel, here I am. I didn't call you. Oh, I thought you called me. No, I didn't call you. Samuel, go back and lay down. Samuel, here I am. I didn't call you. You didn't call me? Uh-uh. Okay, I thought I heard you call me. The word of God says, once again. And then the third time it says, once again, the third time. He says, Samuel. Samuel said, here I am. And Eli realized, hey, this kid is hearing something. It's the Lord. He said, the next time you hear it, say, here I am, Lord. Your servant is listening. Speak. And so Samuel did exactly what Eli told him to do.
Mm-hmm.
The third time, when he went back, he said, Samuel. Samuel said, speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
Amen.
Here's the thing. God called one in the wilderness doing what he was already called to do. He was in preparation. He called the other one while he was just laying down, chilling. Come on. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Woo! And guess what? Both of them said, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say Moses said, who calling me? Who? It doesn't say Sam just jumped up and said, here I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Woo! Yes, you're calling my name. That is the title. So now you got one lying down, the other one in the wilderness tending to another man's flock.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. And it's just one God. One God calling two guys two different ways. Oh, my goodness. Y'all better jump and shout. He's calling two guys two different ways. One, he used the burning bush. The other one, he just allowed him to hear Samuel. So in oh, my goodness, somebody's going, so you're telling me Samuel heard an audible voice. I tell y'all the truth. The things that we should be focusing on, we're not focused on. Why? Because we want to be carnal and focus on things we shouldn't even be thinking about. But since you are, let me just say, in his spirit, he heard Samuel. You know how I know in his spirit? Because there's been times when I've been in California, and I heard cat, and I jumped up, And I said, what? I went back to the cat, and I jumped up. And y'all don't have to believe me. It's true anyhow. And then the next time, I said, oh, my God, my dad is calling me. My dad is calling me. And I called my father in Georgia. And I said, what is it? Why are you calling me? Well, I just feel like you need to live around your family. He never said, I wasn't calling you. He never said that. He just told me what he wanted. Oh, my goodness, y'all should have caught that right there.
We got it.
When you answer the call, God isn't going to say, I didn't call you. He's just going to tell you why he's calling you.
Amen.
Come on now. So if you're under the sound of Pastor Kathy's voice, God could be calling you right now. Why? Because you're listening to this message.
Amen.
And he said, Kathy, you ain't got to say their name.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to say their name. Why? If they're under the sound of your voice and this is the time for them to come in, they're going to embrace what you're saying. Why? He didn't call Moses when the burning bush was burning. Moses went to see what was going on. And after he had his attention, then he let them hear his voice.
Yes.
Well, if God's got your attention, now he's going to let you hear his voice. What is he saying? He's saying it is not his desire that any should perish.
That's right.
He wants you to make a conscious decision to give your life to Christ.
Amen.
Give your life to Christ does not mean, oh, yeah, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm giving my life to Christ. Yes, Lord. And then the next day you cut somebody out or you beating somebody up. Now, don't get me wrong. When you give your life to Christ, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't all stop overnight. For some it does, not for everyone. Okay? And you'll be sitting there going, God never called me. I'm not saved. Look at me. I still desire to do what I was doing. I'm still doing this. I'm still cussing. I'm still stealing. I'm still lying. And God never told you that this road was going to be easy.
That's
fact. He told you. He said, there's going to be some bumps in the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, there's going to be many a day when you're going to get persecuted, you're going to be tried. You're going through some stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For my name's sake.
That's right.
For my name's sake.
For his name's sake.
And so do not think because you just gave your life to God, oh, wait, I'm born again. Nothing else is going to happen in my life. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to steal. I ain't going to cheat. The devil is a liar. As soon as you give your life to Christ, the next day all kind of stuff going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell yourself, see, I knew I wasn't saved. They talking about all I got to do is acknowledge and say the salvation, the call to salvation, answer that. And I'm saying, no, that's the beginning of your salvation.
That's
it's a
right.
process. You got to walk out your own salvation. You got to keep going. Keep going. And what's happening is, as you keep walking it out, God is going to be taking it out.
Yes.
You walking, he's taking. You walking, he's taking. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what they do to the trees. You know, when they're trying to grow fruit, they get to pruning it, take off the pieces that ain't no good. Uh-huh. That's what it's called, pruning it. I had to learn that.
Yes.
So that the rest of the tree or the leaf, whatever, can start growing or producing what is there to produce. So God is going to start pruning, taking this off of you, taking that lying lip, taking stealing, taking cheating, taking jealousy, taking backbiting. He taking all that out of you.
Amen. Yes, he will.
And he's leaving the part that he chose in you. He going to leave that intact. Uh-huh. Because one day the world's going to see you. You had it twisted. You did not know. I don't belong to me. I belong to the one who chose me.
Mm-hmm.
He paid a hefty price to get me.
Yes, he
and
did.
And I came in freely.
Hallelujah.
And so now you see Samuel's going, here I am, here I am. Why? Because the commentary says, watch this, Samuel was not acquainted with the way that God made his presence known.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us, and I include myself because I'm human like you, a lot of us are not always acquainted with the way that God is making himself known to us.
That's
sometimes
true.
I think, oh, that's God talking. That wasn't God. That was just me trying to make that God.
Mm-hmm.
God looked back and he said, Kathy, ain't nobody told you was getting no new house. Kathy, ain't nobody told you getting no new car. I said, oh, the devil is a liar. I know I heard God. I heard God, honey. God said, well, you know, this is how you know it. You heard me, because the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. Uh-oh. So if you go get that car, Kathy, with a note you can't afford, you know I didn't get that to you. I know you only had $7 and you trying to get a $100 car. Okay, Lord, it wasn't you. But could you help me through this, please? Oh, watch this now.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, now you want to call my name. See, here's the thing. When y'all heard the title, you're calling my name, you thought God is saying, I hear you calling my name. Because, you know, he's saying, Kathy, Hilda, Billy. And so we just, so, okay, right now God is calling me. I know it. I knew I should have got on this line. And God is saying, no, that's going both ways. I'm calling you because you're calling me. Ooh, that's good right there. If you wasn't calling me in your secret place, I wouldn't be calling you out in the open. Come on now.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Because you've been calling me in your secret place, I'm calling you out in the open.
All right.
My goodness, my God. And I tell you, when God gets to calling your name, this is the part that I love, and I'm going to bring it in for a close. He said, Kathy, la, 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 must be the music, it's turning me on. Kathy, must be the music, it's turning me on. Kathy, must be the, hold on. Must be the, Kathy, I got to go, y'all. What's up? The clothes don't close the lights. I'm out of here. I can't stay. Why? I don't know. I just can't stay. I got to get out of here. Why? Because I wasn't acquainted with his voice. I didn't know how God chose to make his presence known to me. I wasn't familiar. Because I was out in the club. I don't know nothing about hearing nothing in my spirit. And I heard my name in my spirit. This is as clear as day. I'm like, I got to get out of here. And they go, girl, we got 3 more hours. No, I'm out. Why? They want me there dancing like a fool all night with them. No, I got to go. And I left. Went up home and that didn't work. Next weekend, I was out again. But look, it says he called Samuel again, and he called Samuel again. I'm here to tell you, I truly believe if it would have took him all night calling Samuel, he would have kept on calling him.
Mm-hmm.
Until, because guess what? even though Samuel didn't recognize it to be God because he wasn't acquainted with God or how God chose to show himself, he still was answering.
Amen.
I don't know who's calling me, but I hear my name.
Mm-hmm.
And because he, oh my goodness, glory to God, I love you, Jesus. Because he kept acknowledging, here I am, God kept on calling. He didn't hear it and turn over and go to sleep. He heard it and acknowledged. Why? He was letting God know, I hear you calling my name. And God is saying to every one of you under the sound of my voice, I hear you calling my name, and I know you hear me calling yours. You just don't got a made-up mind yet to come in. But you hear me. If you did not, oh, my goodness, this is good right here, and I'm coming in for a close. If you did not hear me, you would not be on this line tonight. Oh, you think you got on because you told Miss Kathy, oh, I'm going to get on, Kathy. I'm going to get on. No, 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 no. If you're on, it's because you heard God say, get on. Yeah. God says, it's through loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Yes.
And how am I going to draw you? Sometimes it may be a burning bush, a talking donkey. Come on now. Ooh. You may be hearing something in your spirit and you go, something told me. Someone told you that something is God. When you feel that unction in your spirit and you say, something told me don't go over there, huh, that was God.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're in the church right now or not, it does not matter. If you belong to God, his hand is still on you.
That's right.
Why? He got to protect you till you make a decision to come in. Why? Because he knows you're coming in. Why? Because he knows all things.
That's right. Amen.
He's an all-knowing, sovereign God. He know you're going to come in. Might not be today. Might not have been yesterday. But he knows when you're coming in.
Oh, yes.
And he's got to protect his investment.
Mm-hmm.
He has invested in you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're worth more than you know. Why? Because you think the devil is doing this and he's doing that. Stop glorifying the devil. He ain't doing nothing. Because the last time I looked, he was in California. And if he in California, he surely ain't in North Carolina. He can only be one face at a time. He is not God.
That's right.
So you over here saying the devil is trying to get me, and she in California going, the devil was trying to get me, and he in his heart saying the devil is a liar. He could only be trying to get one of y'all at a time.
Yeah, because he can't be everywhere at one time.
The devil is just a fallen angel. He's not God.
Nope.
Stop glorifying and saying, oh, he was busy. He was doing this. Because just look at the radio and listen to Sally in California say, the devil was trying to kill me. And then listen to Bruce in Boston going, the devil was trying to kill me. And then God is saying, now, how foolish can they be to think that the devil is able to be at all those places at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
He's only a half a step above them.
That's
okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. He got no power like that. And even when I give him the power, he can still only be one place at a time. He got to get his imps to run errands for him.
Oh, yeah.
Be in all those places. Because y'all do know he had a third of the angels to fall with him. So he got some imps.
Yeah, they down here.
Uh-huh. He got some out there helping him.
But I tell you what, greater is he that is with me and with you and with you and with you and you and you and you than anybody running down here in this world trying to pretend to be God. Here's the thing. You calling God, God calling you, he hears you just like you hear him. Mm-hmm. You've got to make a conscious decision to answer one of those times and say, my goodness, say, speak, Lord, your servant hears you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys. And here's the thing. Do not think you got to be in a church building. Do not think you got to be, oh, let me go get, no. Guess what? If he can call Moses in a burning bush, he can call Samuel laying down. He can call you in the bathroom while you're putting on your makeup.
Oh, yes.
It does not matter. When you hear his voice, make a conscious decision that you will answer here. Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. If you are under the sound of my voice and you don't have a relationship with Christ yet, you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, it is never too late. Never, ever, ever. And you're saying, I don't want to make that decision just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you make the decision,
mm-hmm.
I know when you make that decision, you will never, ever, ever turn back. You may slip a time or two.
Yeah.
But you're going to like it over here. You go, hey, I should have been doing this. This is a lot of fun. I didn't have to give up as much as I thought I had to give up. So right now you say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus came and died for my sins.
Yes,
I acknowledge you, God. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And then after you pray that prayer, say, Father God, lead me to a good household of faith that I can grow even more into the knowledge of who you are, and I can recognize your voice when I hear it again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. I'm telling you, precious and heavenly Father, thank you for your word on tonight, calling my name. You know, the songwriter Hezekiah say, how many times do I go against your will? Still, I hear you calling my name. It says, Lord, I know I don't belong to you because of all the wrong I've done, yet and still I hear you calling my name, and he's calling your name and your name and your name and your name. You know why? He loves you. He's not concerned with what you've done. He's only concerned with where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you want him to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit, he is willing to do it for you, as he did it for me.
Amen.
He is not trying to condemn. He is trying to preserve. He wants to preserve your life for what he's going to use you to do. And he's going to use you to tell others all about the good news of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you've done. Thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, oh God. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. And Father God, our prayer tonight is that the next time you call one of us, that we might respond with the here I am. We don't know who's calling us. Even if we don't know who's calling, we're going to acknowledge that we heard someone call our voice so that you will continue to seek us until we answer the real call. We love you. I pray for every household represented under the sound of my voice, oh God. Continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go. Make our crooked path straight, oh God. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. So at this time,
I'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word tonight. And we're going to start with 619715. God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Oh, absolutely. This is Pastor Darlene. I'm here in San Diego, California.
Praise God.
And it was good words, Pastor Kathy. Good
Hi,
words.
Mom. Hi.
Hi, precious.
Hi.
Okay. Also, Pastor Stephen, do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Evangelist Hilda. You know, about that word, this is what I have to say about Pastor Kathy. You know, when you go to church and you know that you feel like the preacher is preaching about you and he's talking about your situation, but it's really God working through the preacher.
Yes,
that's the kind of word that she preached tonight. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know who did that. She don't know that. She don't know that I'm feeling like that. But that's the kind of word that she preached tonight. Because God knows who you are and where you're going. And listen, he'll put so much pressure on you, but it's forming you. It's perfecting you. It's getting you to where he needs you to be. Because in these last days, what Pastor Kathy preached, it's a high standard. It's the next level of faith is what she's preaching.
Yes,
that God
yes.
is trying to say, come on up to the next level. Because, listen, where you was, you need to come on up. Because, listen, and that's what I like about Pastor Kathy. See, she preached something that's right, a right now word that's for anybody. Whatever level you're at, God is saying, listen, I got a plan and a purpose for you, but you got to listen to what I'm saying to you. And that's what exactly what Pastor Kathy was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, like I said, she touched me because I had to try to, I came under conviction. And you know what I'm saying? I'm a pastor and I came under conviction with the word that she preached. So I bless God for the word and hey, preach your own, preacher.
Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. She preached that word tonight. And I pray to God that everyone that was listening had their ears open to hear what thus says the Lord. And we also want to thank our callers, 619-559 and 864-420 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God tonight. So we want to thank each and everyone for showing up in the spirit and to hear the word of God, because as saying, we are now in times where we really, really need God more and more every day. So when if you're blessed enough to wake up the next morning, you better give him that praise and honor and the glory, because he didn't have to do it. So he allowed us another day to call upon his name, to preach his name to those who do not know who he is. Amen. So God bless
you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful night. And if you have to go out, please.
God bless you guys. Love you. Yes. Thanks, Mom, for getting on.
You're welcome, precious.
Wear your mask and stay your distance, because we're still in the pandemic. People get too relaxed and they end up with the COVID or with the monkeypox and whatever else disease is out there. But I just warn everybody, please wear your mask and stay safe, because that's the only thing that can protect you from
the virus is wearing of the mask. And definitely don't forget to wash hands. Amen. So have a good evening.
Amen.
And we are going to leave out on All Belongs to You by the Wicked Tones. To God be the glory. Good night. We love you and shalom.
Amen.
We love you.
All the honor.